Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. Scientists at the University of South Florida College of Marine Science are conducting a five-year study called the Tampa Bay Surveillance Project to identify and map pollutants, both well-known and emerging, in Tampa Bay. Led by marine researcher Steve Morawski, the project uses techniques such as barnacle racks, devices that allow barnacles to colonize and grow over time, to sample oysters, fish, water, sediment, and stormwater to trace how contaminants like PFAS, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, and herbicides behave in Florida's largest estuary. The concept for this work began in 2010. Following the Deepwater Horizon disaster, the largest marine oil spill in history. Morawski and his collaborators studied the spill's environmental effects, learning about the impact of these contaminants and acquiring highly specialized equipment to study them. With funding from NOAA and several Sea Grant programs, the new project aims not only to chart where pollutants are concentrated, but also to help determine their sources, whether from stormwater runoff, industrial discharge, municipal wastewater, or other origins. The hope is that by identifying hotspots and pollutant pathways, decision makers can better protect water quality, marine life, and the bay's economic value for fisheries and tourism. USF St. Petersburg is stepping up efforts this fall to support its commuter and off-campus students. Recognizing that most students don't live on campus, even though the residence halls are full, the university has just created a new position, Coordinator for Commuter and Off-Campus Housing. Kaylee Ayers has been hired to fill this role and will serve as a dedicated advocate for students who travel to campus or live off-site. In addition to the new coordinator, the campus is launching several programs aimed at fostering greater engagement for this population. Planned initiatives include a commuter lounge with amenities, off-campus housing fairs to help students navigate renting locally, flexible dining plans, and an online hub with resources tailored to these students. Ayers will also be conducting one-on-one conversations to understand challenges firsthand and ensure students are aware of the support available. Andrew Lee, a 2004 USF St. Petersburg graduate and founder of Roundhouse Creative, recently screened Raised, a documentary giving voice to former residents of the Gas Plant District at USF St. Pete in collaboration with our student newspaper, The Crow's Nest. The film grew out of a project begun in 2020 when his company was hired to record stories from displaced residents of the once vibrant neighborhood. Those early interviews led Lee, who co-directed the documentary, to dig deeper into the history and emotional legacy of the community. Lee's journey into filmmaking began while he studied in the inaugural class of USF's Graphic Arts program, where he discovered storytelling through video and design. After making a feature documentary called Easy Street with a local production company, recognized on Netflix and in several film festivals, he founded Roundhouse Creative in 2007. The Raised screening drew over 100 people to share in the stories that have shaped local history and identity. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls!